read to you just a couple of passages, because this is my message. This morning is about his story. It's real simple, but a little bit different. I want to read two passages because here's the whole bottom line. Jesus could live his life the way he did because he knew the end of the story. This morning, you can now live your life because you're going to know the end of the story. Let me read it to you. 1 Corinthians 15, listen. I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. And when the perishable has been clothed with imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Oh, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? For the sting of death is sin, but the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. We can live our lives because we know the end of the story. Jesus lived his purpose. Jesus lived his life because he knew the end of the story. It wasn't about him on the cross. It was about his victorious reign in your life. That he would come and he would dwell in the hearts of men and women and change us. Revelation 21. Why do we want to tell our story? Because we know the end of the story. Revelation 21, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I believe this is written personally because of the Old Testament. He says, I will cast your sins as far as the east is from the west. I will put them in the depths of the sea to be remembered no more against you. When he makes everything new, no longer any more sea. There's not even a remembrance of the reminder. And then he goes on and says, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I'm making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. And those who are victorious will inherit all this. And I will be their God, and they will be my children. Church, next week is Easter. It's Resurrection Sunday. And we'll celebrate it like we do annually. But church, what happened today was a resurrection in lives because of the power of God that doesn't happen on Easter. It happens in the lives when someone turns their heart completely to the Lord. I want you to think about your story. But if you know the end of your story, do you? Will you be in heaven with God? or you're going to miss it. Because I just read to you, if you're in Christ, that's the end of the story. Man, you talk about shouting stuff. You're going to be changed. And He'll be your God. And you'll be His children forever and ever. No more wickedness, no more tears, no more pain, no more sorrow. You need to think about your story, though. What is your story? Because I want your story to reflect His story. Because He knew the end, now you know the end. Nothing to be fearful of, nothing to be afraid of. You have purpose. Lord, we end this day, in this moment, in this time, in this service, say thank you, Lord, for revealing the end of the story. So, Lord, we can live triumphantly, knowing that you are the beginning and the end. You are the beginning of the alphabet. You're the A, you're the Z, you're the Alpha, you're the Omega. You are the eternity past and eternity future. So, Lord, we place our lives in your hands. And we give ourselves to you. Lord, let our story be your story. We ask it in the lovely and powerful name of Jesus. And the church of the living God said, Amen. So, church, have a Jesus-filled week. Walking in His love. God bless you.